It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care. Or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour. Plus, access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's-level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code LISTEN20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's LISTEN20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hello and welcome to the Katie Halper Show. This is a teaser of my bonus episode, which is an interview with Naomi Klein. Naomi Klein, of course, is the author of No Logo, The Shock Doctrine, The Battle for Paradise, Puerto Rico Takes on the Disaster Capitalist. She also writes for The Intercept. And to access my full interview with her, please go to patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. Again, that's patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow.
If we fail, it is not because our ideas are not popular. It's because we failed as organizers. Right. And we didn't build the broadest possible coalition that we could. And that's a heavy responsibility. Right. I mean, I didn't have that responsibility when I was a young activist. I didn't have that. I didn't think our ideas were popular enough.
Right.
But now we know who they are.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You know, when I spoke at Jeremy Corbyn's first Labour Party conference after the election, where he did so much better than all the experts had predicted, I said, you showed us you can win. Now you have to win. We all have to win now, now that we know. I mean, I honestly didn't know. Yeah. I hoped.
I know. It really pulls back the screen, too, on a lot of things, because there are people who I thought I was political allies with, and then, of course, if someone this viable came along to show that these ideas were viable, of course we'd be fighting for them. And then they didn't. It was like a real...
No, but that's where you started this conversation, and I think it's really resonant for me, because I feel like the Sanders campaign, and even Occupy Wall Street, we saw there were liberals, like people who were more centrist than me, who I realized were liberal centrists because they honestly didn't believe that more progressive, more redistributive policies were popular or possible. But when they saw that they might be, they got on board. And then there were other liberals who you realized they just opposed those ideas.
Right, and we're pretending it was for pragmatic reasons.
Right. And we've all had our eyes opened up about that. And then you realize we're not actually on the same side.
That's the thing. How do we organize in a way that both builds greater movement, but also doesn't gloss over really important differences?
I mean, I've always been comfortable with the idea that there are sides in this battle. You know, I mean, I think that ultimately this is a system that's going to collapse on everyone's head eventually. But in the short term, you know, there are definitely rooms that are going to collapse first. I don't believe all of our interests are exactly the same. And I'm always suspicious of the idea that the project is getting everybody on board, because that's the kind of process I think that can sometimes lead to bad policy.
And that was a teaser of my interview with Naomi Klein. To hear the rest of it, please go to patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. Again, that's patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.